You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The number of homeless people in San Luis Obispo County increased this year. A recently published report from the county's Social Services Department reveals the homeless number rose by more than 30% in 2019 compared to 2 years ago. A group of people are hoping to help change that. They are trying to create a village of tiny homes to house a portion of the county's homeless, but there are many hurdles to overcome. KCBX's Tyler Pratt has more.
It's not news that housing can be expensive in San Luis Obispo County, but for some, it can be pricey just looking for a place to live.
I already spend so much money on application fees, $30, $30, $25, $25. I mean, it just adds up. Gas to drive to Paso back, I mean, it's so much money.
Celia Morales is homeless. She lives out of a van with her husband and their dog. Morales says they keep looking for housing, but haven't had any luck. Their income is limited, and many places require you make three times the rent. So at night, they park across the street from the 40 Prado Homeless Services Center. Morales goes and sleeps there. Her husband, Larray Lewis, says he doesn't like the facility, so he sleeps in the van.
I feel trapped in there. I feel like that I don't belong there. I belong into a home, like in our home, like our own home.
One group trying to help people like Morales and Lewis find a home is Hope's Village Slow. The local nonprofit has given RVs to veterans looking for housing, and now they are working to create a tiny home village for the homeless. Becky Jorgensen runs the organization.
This is one of the solutions to reduce homelessness, especially in this area, and they're building tiny home villages all across the country. This is not a novel concept.
She's correct. There are tiny home communities in San Diego and Austin. One was planned for Santa Barbara, but then the funding got cut. Jorgensen says her plan for 50 homes for San Luis Obispo's chronically homeless could be affordable.
Every person will build their own tiny home with the help of community volunteers. We have engineers and contractors and carpenters and all kinds of people who are just very willing and able to come out and help us once we find our land.
Which is what Jorgensen says is stalling her plan. Tiny homes are legal now in the city of San Luis Obispo, but she says she hasn't had much luck finding a place to create that community in a city that's rapidly developing. So she's turned to the county.
Yes, the department and the county are very receptive to that. I think it's a great project.
That's Rob Fitzroy with the county's planning and building department. He says Hope's Village is great on paper, but in application, it's tough to accomplish. He says the project
is being slowed down based on the existing regulatory framework that hasn't caught up to tiny homes. So in the Hope's Village case, it was proposed on land that's designated for agriculture. Land that's designated for agriculture is generally quite protected and limited to things that are specific to agricultural-related activities.
It's possible to apply for a land use change in the county. It takes some time, but it's doable. But the county does not have a tiny homes policy yet, meaning you can't have a tiny home in the unincorporated areas of the county. The Board of Supervisors has asked Planning and Building to create that policy, but there is no timeline for when it will be done, which means until that happens or Jorgensen finds cheap, habitable land, a tiny home village for the homeless in the county may likely remain just an idea. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.